One of the masters of Texas architecture died this morning. Frank Welch was 90, and he designed some of Dallas' most refined yet simple homes. In Houston in 1956, Frank Welch became a protege of O'Neill Ford. Ford was the influential architect who merged modernism with Texas' own country ranch traditions of wood and stone. Welch followed these principles and his own inclinations for natural light and the flat West Texas landscape, which he considered beautiful. In 1985, he moved his firm to Dallas from Midland. Frank Welch and Associates designed the Lamplighter School in Dallas and the Episcopal Church of Reconciliation in San Antonio. But Welch will be best remembered for his houses, including the Dillon House, off the Katy Trail. In particular, a home near Midland, known as The Birthday, exemplified his style and made him famous in 1964. The home's striking minimalism was bold for the time, yet it also beautifully suits the setting, a bare, windswept bluff 100 feet above the surrounding countryside. 2 years ago, Welch published his memoir called On Becoming an Architect. He talked with Chris Boyd on Think about the house called The Birthday.
It was bone simple. I got lumber for the project from a bankrupt lumberyard in Midland. And all the stone came from the site. So you could understand it just looking at it. You knew how it was built. And I think that was what was important to people that loved it so.
Welch will be buried in Midland alongside his wife Catherine and his son Baker. He's survived by two daughters. A memorial service will be held in Dallas in a few weeks. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.